next year. So for the Gemara, man shamadlei, who holds this svara, the Yosef Bas Lakita, that you go after by an esrig the time you pick it off the tree. You don't go after the time of Chanoto when the peri first blossom, but rather you go Bas Lakita. Who holds this svara? Rabbi Gamliel, who could tell you and it says clear, he's shvat. It says here clearly, if it was picked off it before Tu B'Shvat, and after Tu B'Shvat, so you see clearly, even if you say, an esrog tree has a lech like Yerukos, that you go after Lakita, but the Rosh Hashanah is still like a regular tree, like Tu B'Shvat. So the Gemara says, Ela Yitma Ocha Yitma. If you want to know what it really meant to say, this is what it really meant to say. That Omar Rabba Barafuna, Afa Gav Yom Rabba Gamliel, Esrog Ach Lakita Ki Yerik, even though Rabba Gamliel said that an esrog has a lech, that you go both Lakita like a Yerik, you should still know that Rosh Hashanah Shalei Yishvat, Rosh Hashanah Tak is still Shvat, Enochanami. Even though we say now you have a bean like Yerukis, but it's not really Yerukis. Havada the Yesrik tree is still a tree, and the Rosh Hashanah Shalei is to be Shvat. It's only a shaila that a Yesrik tree, well, like we'll soon see, since it doesn't grow only on rainwater, you have to water it a lot, so it has a lech like Yerik, that when is it totally the fruit? When you pick it off the tree. If you pick it off before Tu B'Shvat, it's last year's. If you pick it off after Tu B'Shvat, it's called next year's crop.
All right, we'll stop here.
You're holding off Tezvov, Mr. 4 or 5 lines down. Over here, Punctus talks about before that if the third year's crop is going into the fourth year. So, and all over we say Fakert, all over we, from before there was, usually we say it's a question whether it's the second year or the third year. The second year is Maisa Shani, the third year is Maisa Roni. Hakam over here by Yesrog, it talks about the question is, if it's the third year going into the fourth year. In other words, is it Maiser only because of the third year, or else is it Maiser Shani because of the fourth year? Like how come here it goes to the third and fourth? Usually we talk about the second and the third year of Shemitah, whether Maiser Shani or Maiser Oni. So the Gemara says, Mil Sagav Ruchu Kamashvon. Agav, by the way, it teaches us something. That the esrog kasher layodei, an esrog tree, the more you touch the tree, it's harmful for the tree. So therefore, va'aydi the mamash v'shrei bo bei kuli alma v'shvius. Since we're talking about shvius tezboi, on shvius the tree is hefker. Whoever wants to, he has the right to come and take the esrog off the tree. So a lot of people touch the tree. Since a lot of people touch the tree, you should know it's like ruined the tree, and therefore loytoyin peri ad tlos shnin. It won't give off now fruits until another 3 years. So therefore the question is, on the third year you're going to have fruits. So the question is, are these fruits go boss of the third year? Or since you picked it off on the fourth year, do you go boss of Lakita? That was the Shaila. So the reason why it doesn't say the second and third year, because on the after 2 years after Shemitah, you're not going to have any Esregim on the tree. Since people touched it, like Rashi says, Koshel ate for Esreg, Yodayim and Mashmashas boy. It's bad for the tree itself. If people touch the Esreg tree, it's bad for the tree itself. But says, now, boy, mene Rabbi Yechanan, mi Rabbi Yanai. Esreg Rosh Hashanah Shaloye Masai. When is the Rosh Hashanah, when is it called the New Year by an Esreg tree, for Esregim? Whether it's Negev to Meiser, whether it's last year, this year, what's called the Rosh Hashanah, the New Year? Omele, he answered back, Shvat. He meant Shvat, like we hold before, so he meant Tu B'Shvat. So he asked him back, Shvat the Chadoshim, or Shvat the Tkufa? What do you mean by Shvat? Do you mean Shvat like we call Shvat out the months, Teve Shvat, or do you mean out the Tkufa? Tkufa means you go boss of the sun, like Rashi says, Shvat the Chadoshim, Sholavona. Do you go boss of the months, like we count down months going after the moon? Every new moon is a new month. That's what we do, that's called Shvat. The other tzad is maybe no, oi shvat et kufa. Chama, that means l'soiv shloishim shel tkufas tevis. After 30 days passed by, after the tkufa of tevis, nechnese shvat shel chama. That's why it came out like the English month. That's called the shvat that goes after the sun. So what type of a shvat do we call it? did you mean? Or Malay answered back, Poshla, we always say, Tichadoshim Avadah, meant Shvat, we call Shvat. After Tevet comes Shvat. On Tubi Shvat, that's the Rosh Hashanah Lilonis. Now, Boyim Malay, Rav of Rav Nachman. Rav asked the question for Rav Nachman. The Yamilon, some say it's Rav Yechonam Rav Yanai. That Rav Yechon asked this question for Rav Yanai. Hoy Sashona Muberis. Let's say this year was Nibiyah, with the Shana Muberis. There's an extra month to the year. Mahu. Now, what do you call Rosh Hashanah of the Lonis? In other words, what's called Shvat this year, when you have an extra year? So Rashi learns the Shaila was, when you have an extra month, two others, when is the Rosh Hashanah Lilonis? When is called Shvat? So Rashi, Ein Masai Rosh Hashanah Shvat. When is the called Rosh Hashanah Shvat? Do we say, HaSamach L'Tevis, like we have it, the one that Samach L'Tevis, right after Tevis comes Shvat? Or else, Oyad HaRishon. The other swore to say it means this year, the first Adar, that's really the Shvat. Shubamakum Shvat, that's really Bamakum Shvat. In other words, this year, Adar Sheni is the real Adar. Adar Rishon is like an extra month, maybe that's called instead of Shvat. So maybe Adar Rishon is the Rosh Hashanah of Ilonis when you have an extra month to the year. Samara says no. Or Malay, Holach Achar Rosh Hashanah. You go boss to the way we count every single year, a normal count. In other words, whatever month we call Shvat, that's the Rosh Hashanah. Even though in this year, after Shvat, you have 2 months of Adar, so what? They're Adar, they're not Shvat. But Rashi Yachar Rav Shonim. Mi Sheshmoy Shvat. Whatever name we call Shvat, that's the month, that's the Rosh Hashanah Lilonis. So this year, even though there's an extra month, there are 2 Adars, good, there are 2 Adars. But Shvat is still called Shvat, so Pshit, the Rosh Hashanah is to be Shvat on Shvat. Omar Rabbah, Esrog Bashishis. If you have an Esrog that was the Chanot that started to grow in the 6th year of Shemitah, Shenich Nasol Shrias. It kept on the tree and it grew into Shemitah. And you first picked it off the tree on Shemitah itself. What's the locha? If you go Bosa Chanot when the tree started to blossom, it blossomed in the 6th year. It would be called the 6th year tree, Yapota, you'd be Chayiv and Meiser, and the din is it has no Kedusha Shrias. If you go Basel Akita, when you picked off the Esrog off the tree, you picked it off on Shvius, on Shemitah. So Rabbah said like this, that Pturim in a Meiser, you should know you put them in a Meiser. The Chur is there to say, you go Basel Akita, Poshid, that since you picked it off on Shemitah, it has a loch of Perish Shvius, that you put them in a Meiser. Because Perish Shvius are all Hefker, whoever wants to come and take along the Perish. And the Torah says, by Maisa, you only have a chi of Maisa if you own the Paris that you are. But when the Hefker, that a boy, a lady, will let you come and take whatever he wants, then there's no chi of Maisa. So he said, these fruits have a din l'chur like Shvius, that's a potem in a Maisa. But then he said, Estiro, Pturim in a beer, you should know there's no mitzvah's beer on it. No, it doesn't have like a Kedusha Shvius. The law of Shvius is like this. The fruits that grow on the tree, you're allowed to eat them, what you want to eat, as long as there's still fruits on the trees for the animals on the fields. But the Zman that comes, there's no more fruits on the trees for the animals in the field, that's called Shasavir, that you have to take all the fruits out of your house and bring them out into the field. That's from Achlokes Rishonim. Some Rishonim learn, then it's Osir, teach from then on. And some Rishonim learn, no, you just have to put it outside, and then you can take it back in again. That's from Achlokes. But I call upon him, the mitzvah of Shriya says the Zman Habir, that when it comes the time when there's no more fruits for the animals, then the law is you have to take the fruits out of your house. So he says it's such a fruit that you, even though you picked it off on Shvius, but since the Chanot started to blossom in the 6th year, the law is Pturim in Avir. So Mashman does not have a Kedusha Shvius. So Gemara soon asks the steer, like who's the steer here? If you tell me you go Bosar Chanot when it blossomed, that it's not Shvius, it was blossomed in the 6th year, so why is it put them in a Maisa? The fruits that grow the 6th year, you have a chiva take off Maisa. So who's the steer, what Rabbi said? Fighter, what about Ubas Shvius? You have a fruit that first started to blossom on Shemitah on the 7th year. Shanich Nesol Shminis. But it kept, it stood on the tree, it grew, and you first picked it off on the 8th year. What's the law here? Ptur the Meiser. Again, he said you put them in a Meiser. Luchur, why? Because you go Bosa Chanoto. You go Bosa when it started to blossom. Since it blossomed in the 7th year on Shemitah, it has a law of Kedusha Shvius, and therefore it's put them in a Meiser. And then it's good, the chayev is the beer. So what he said the second time, that's very good. Since it blossomed in Shemitah, that has a loch like Perish Shvius, that it's potem in a Meiser, and it's chayev the beer.
when it comes the time there's no more fruits in the field for the animals, you have to take out these fruits from the house and put them back out in the field. It's mechuyev in beer. So the second halacha is good. But what shver is the first halacha is a kasha. The first halacha, if you go basa chanoto, so it was chonet in the sixth year. It blossomed in the sixth year. So why are you putting them in a maisa? Nukhur, the sixth year's fruit, you should have to give maisa. So Amalai Abayi said like this. Bishlei Maseifu L'chumra. The Sefer, I can understand, it goes L'chumra. But even if you want to tell me, Rabbi had a suffix. Sorry, Rabbi. Yeah. But I mean, Rabbi Ronachim, Rabbi Ronachim, you're around, yeah. Yeah, on Perish Shvi'is, yeah.
But you're saying, second case, that it was...
It's chayiv in beer, so it's a right. It was picked in the 8th year, right? So you have a right. No, 8th year, no, it's Yes Potter. So you have a right, he goes bosa chanoti. You go bosa when the fruit blossoms. Since it blossoms on the 7th year, it has Dusha Shvi'is. So Gemara says like this. Bishleima the Seif, I understand. He goes l'chumra. In other words, the safer is, maybe you'll say, Rabba was Masufik. By this Esrig, do you go after the Chanoto when it blossomed, or do you go after the Bishat the time you pick it off? So in the safer, let's say he has a Sufik. You picked it off in the 8th year. If you go boss the picking, it has no Kedusha. It's Chayiv and Meitzer, it's Potter from Shvi'is. If you go boss the Chanoto when it blossomed, the blossom in the 7th year. So I tell you, maybe Rabba goes to Chum because it didn't derisa. The Shal Nagir Tilcha Shvi'is is derisa. So since it's the rice, he goes l'chum as if to say, you have to go bosa chanota. Therefore, it's mechuyev in beer, it has kedusha shvius. If it has kedusha shvius on it, that's why you put them in a maisa. So the safe way you understand is l'chumra. El Reisha, but the kash is in Rabbi's first halacha. He said, p'turim in a beer. Again, these were fruits that were the blossom in the sixth year, and you picked them off on Shemitah. So he said in such a halacha is, p'turim in a beer. Why is it put them in a beer? So you see what is called the sixth year. Amai, why? The Armenian Zil Bosa Chanota. Here you have to say he knew for sure you go Bosa Chanota. Because if it's a Suffolk Gnat, if you have a doubt, whether you go Bosa Chanota, Bosa Kit, you should have been Machmir. You should have said, since you picked it off on the seventh year, it should have Kedusha Shvius. Since you say, it's Potem in Abir, Mashman has no Kedusha Shvius, so you're telling me you go Bosa Chanota. You go Bosa the time it blossomed, and since the fruit blossomed in the sixth year, it has no Kedusha Shvius. If that's so, tichayiv b'maisa. So why does Rava say on this fruit, you don't have to give off maisa? L'maisa, the fruit blossom in the sixth year. And the sixth year, it's not shvius. So there is a chiyuv to give off trumas and maisras. So if so, why is this fruit put in a maisa? It's a sixth-year crop. It blossoms in the sixth year. You should have to give off trumas and maisras. Zil bosa chanota. At the kashvus, go bosa chanota. When it blossoms, like you're telling me. That's why you're saying it's Ptur Min Abir. It has no Kedusha Shvius, even though that's Midiraisa. You're saying for sure you go after the Chanota. When it blossomed, so if you go after the Chanota, why is it Potem in a Maisa? For the Mori Hochi, to Chayiv a Maisa. If you go boss the Chanota, for sure it should be Chayiv a Maisa. Omalei, it's a Rabbi answer back like this. You know what I meant to say? Omalei, Yad HaKil Mamash Moshim Boy. Since the Maisa, these fruits, true they blossom in the sixth year. But when is it ready to eat? When are you taking off the tree? On the seventh year. On the seventh year, Lamaisa, the peiros, the trees are all hefker. It means whoever wants to come, they have a right to come and take the fruits, right? In other words, the bailim makes it like hefker. My field is hefker. Whoever wants to come and take it. See, even though Lamaisa, this tree, since its fruits were blossom, on the sixth year, these fruits don't have kedusha shvius. Really, these fruits belong to you and nobody has a right to take it. We're saying a svara, since the Maisa, the Bailam have a lot of other trees that are shvius, and the Bailam doesn't leave his field locked. He leaves it open for everyone to come. So Mamela Tevka, like Mamela this year, Yata Kuma Mamash Moshman Boy, whoever wants to come can come and take it. Therefore, the Yata Mata Techayi B'Maiser, and you want to tell me the Zechi of Maiser. Like we know, anytime the fruits are Hefker, Hefker is put them in a Maiser. And Rashi says, Yad HaKuma Mamash Moshman Boy. Even though this is the 60th crop, since it blossomed the sixth year, there's no real chiyuv to make it hefker, it's not really shvius. There's no kedusha shvius. Niu, kol sadis or pardesis hefker heim b'shvius. Any orchard that you own on Shemitah is hefker. Like most of the fruits must not blossom on shvius. So the Bible leave it free. Nobody watches just one esrig tree. For Yaakov, Yaakov, Mash Moshim Boy. Therefore, for sure, everybody's going to come and take it. For Yaakov, put them in a Maisa. Since the Maisa, everybody's coming to take it, the Blai is Lazitza Tefker, and the Klal is Hefker. When the Levi has a right to come and take it, there's the Ptur on Maisa. So therefore, even though these fruits grew on the sixth year, that has no Kedusha Shvius, but Lamaisa, people leave it Hefker, that's why it's put them in a Maisa. So really, Rab holds all over you go bossa chanota. Or tree, the Esra tree, it depends when it starts to blossom. If it blossoms in the sixth year, it's put them in a beer, it has no Kedusha Shvius. If it blossoms in the seventh year, even though you picked it off in the eighth year, it has Kedusha Shvius, and therefore it's put them in a Maisa. So Rav Hamnuna says, Bas Shishis, if you have an Esra tree that blossoms in the sixth year, Shenechneses L'Shvius, the Peiros stood on the tree until you came into Shemitah, is Li'olam Shishis. It's always called the sixth year. And it's put, it's pushing me to say it's Chayiv Maiser, and it's put them in Abir. Well, what about another? He doesn't know from Rabbi Svara. Since it's called the sixth year's fruit, even though the Maiser people may take it on Shemitah, but since Midi Rice it's not Hefker, that's not called Hefker. Really, the Bible still owns it. Even if people take it, they don't have a right to take it. So, Rav Nuna holds that's not called Hefker. Therefore, Avadi Yechai V'Maisa. What about the Bas Shvius, a seventh year fruit that blossomed the seventh year? Ha Nechneses L'Shminit, it goes into the eighth year. The Lachu is the Erlem Shvius. The Avadi go Bas a blossom, the Chanota. Since it blossomed in the seventh year, it has Kedusha Shvius, and it's Chai V'Maisa, it's Potter V'Maisa, and Chai V'Maisa. So, Rashi says, Rav Nuna Amal Yerlem Shishis. Chayiv Maisa, the Chiv take off Shumas Maisa. The Chiv and the Shviyah Fenoigbo, since the Maisa blossomed in the sixth year. So it does not have Kedusha Shviyah on it. Falav have care with the Malki, it's not really Hefker. So Mishmush Yada Kel Shabo, ain't no Rela Gezel. That's what you're telling me, people come the Maisa and take away the fruits, really they have no right to. Really this is an Esu tree that blossomed in the sixth year, the owner has the right to keep it. You have no right to take it. If somebody comes to take it, his mom is stealing from you. The ain hefker kizep turmin amaisa, that's not called hefker. He doesn't know from this svarah. Now, as Rabbi holds a svarah, like it's a svarah, the bailim might come out and make it hefker. Even though the bailim didn't have to do it, really it belongs to the owner. And as a sixth year, he could be makbid. But Rabbi holds a svarah, since lamaisa anyway, people come through my fields, I don't watch it, I give up, I don't care. He means to be maskerit. But Rabbi Muna says, no, nothing doing. What do you mean? This is a 6 year's fruit. The Bailam has a right to keep it and do what he wants with it. So whoever comes and takes it, you know you're stealing it. I'm not giving it up. I'm not being mafkrit. That's Rav Amnunis learned. Right. Meisvei Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Weimer. Mishum Rabbi Shimon. I have a kasha. That Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda said over the name of Rabbi Shimon. That Esroig Vashishis. If you have an Esroig that blossomed, the Chanot was in the sixth year. Shenich Nestas L'Shvias. That it grew into the seventh year, and you first made the lakita, you first pulled it off on the seventh year, you know, pturim in a maisa. That's very good so far. He also like Rav Hamnuna. Forget, there's a kasha in Rav Hamnuna. Here it says pturim in a maisa. There's a kasha to Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna said, since it's the sixth year's fruit, the bailim is not maskerit. He is chayiv in maisa. And here it says clearly, even though it's the sixth year's fruit, the chanot was in the sixth year, but since the maisa was on the tree, joined shvius. And people of Maisa come and take it, it's taken called Hefka, it's put them in a Maisa. So it's a Kasha and Rav Hamnuna. Vaito Pturim in a beer, that's good. It's put them in a beer, because the Maisa doesn't have Kedusha Shvius, because since the Chanota was the sixth year, it's Paris the sixth year. So he says now, Shein Lecho Dover, Shechayev B'Maiser, Eliim Kein Godo B'Chiev V'Nukat B'Chiev. So here's the Kasha and Rav Hamnuna. Here Rav Shimon says that, since you picked it off on Shemitah on the seventh year, it's put them in a Maisa. Even though it grew when the Chanot was on the sixth year. So you see the Chura Raya to Rabba, that since the mice of people take it, it's called Hefker, not like Rav Nuna. Right? Ubaras Shvius. And the seventh year, the Esroigim that blossomed on the seventh year, Ubar Shvius, Shenechnestas L'Shminis, that went into the eighth year, Yishino Pturim in a Meiser. The Locher is Kloyer, it's Potim in a Meiser. Here it's very good, because since it's a seventh year fruit, it has Chanot in the seventh year. It's Mamash has Kedusha Shvius. So Shvius is Potem in a Maisa. Oh, Pturim in a beer. Here's a kasha though. He says, you should know though, it's Potem in a beer. Even though these are fruits that blossom on the seventh year, so the Chura should have Kedusha Shvius. He says, no. Since La Maisa first pulled off the fruits on the eighth year, it does not have Kedusha Shvius. Oh, Pturim in a beer. This is a Chiddush. Why? Shein L'Chodov, it is no case, Shechayi Bebir, that the Paris of Shmius Shvius, have the loch of beer, that when there's no more fruits left on the field for the animals, you have to take out the fruit from your house. El im came only, goda b'shvius v'nukat b'shvius. Only you have two tenoyim. It grew during Shvius, during Shemitah, and also was picked off during Shemitah. Here that you picked it off in the eighth year, there's no din beer. That's the Shimon's halacha. So Gemara says like this, Reisha kashla v'amnuna. We have Shimon as a Tana, is kashla v'amnuna. Rav Amnuna said that even though these fruits are being picked off on Shvius, and people come and take it, it's gezel. It's not called hefker. Yechayiv in meiser. And here Rav Shimon said, no, you put them in a meiser. So it's a kasha on Rav Amnuna. Vaita seifa is seifa that Rav Shimon said, is a kasha bein the rabbi, bein the Rav Amnuna. It's a kasha on both of them. That both rabbi and both Rav Amnuna both said that the fruits that blossomed on Shvius, on Shemitah, even though you pick it off on Shemitah, the eighth year, it has Kedusha Shvius, and it's noig vabir. And here Rav Shimon said no, that since you picked it off on the eighth year, you should know it doesn't have to Kedusha Shvius. So it's a kasha both, Zayin Rabba, Zayin Rav Amnuna. So Gemara says, Zayin Echonam Mitanoi, Atei Tegas HaMachlekes Tanoim, therefore it's not a kasha where these Amaroyim argue on Rav Shimon. They hold like the other Tana. The Tanya will learn like this, Omer Rabbi Yaisi, Avtumis Hayit, Avtumis said over an Edis, told us, Mishum Chamisha Zakenim, he said over the name of five Zakenim, that Esrig Achal Likitos for the Maisa. You should know Esrig goes after when you picked it off the tree, that's the year of Maisa. If you picked it off after Tu Bishvat, it has the loch of next year's Maisa. If you picked it off before Tu Bishvat, it has the loch of last year's Maisa. Now it doesn't go Bosach Halotah when the fruit blossom, like a regular Elon, but rather as a loch like Yerokas, you go Bosach Shaslakita. When you pick it off the tree, that's the time when it's Kaveya. If it's picked off before Tu Bishvat, it's last year's. If it's picked off after Tu Bishvat, it's next year's. Now, it's Rabbi Seinu Ninu B'Yusha, but Rabbi Seinu was accounted in Usha V'Yom when they said no. Ya'achale kitosai ben the maisa ben the shvius. They said more than that. Not just that Esrig is achale kitosai maisa, but it's even for shvius also you go basle kitosai. That's what they hold. So Murray is, Shvius mandachashmei, who's speaking about Shvius, that he says over Rabbi Seinu Nimnu B'Yusha, talk about Shvius. The first one, Rabbi Yossi of Tumas, didn't talk about Shvius. He only spoke about Meiser. So why do you come talk about Shvius now? So where it says,